Thursday, Yeheyas.
Sonny, I understand you're tipping off with a big basketball star.
Yeheyas, National Basketball Association superstar Kobe Bryant, recently announced that this will be his final season with the Los Angeles Lakers, a team he has led to 5 championships. Kobe made the announcement on the Players Tribune website in a written reflection titled, Dear Basketball. Kobe wrote, "This season is all I have left to give. My heart can take the pounding. My mind can handle the grind. But my body knows it's time to say goodbye." Kobe's retirement decision is giving fans across the league an opportunity to say their goodbyes when he and the Lakers visit their cities. The 2-time Olympic gold medalist and 17-time NBA All-Star made his final appearance here in Washington last week. VOA's Park Brewer attended the game, and he filed this report.
Playing in the nation's capital on this night in his 20th and final NBA season, 37-year-old Kobe Bryant showed many of the skills that have made him one of the NBA's all-time best players. Whether he plays at home or on the road, he has legions of followers. Here in Washington, that was no different.
I've been a Lakers fan since day one. Since the first championship, I've been a Lakers fan ever since, man. Kobe fan for life.
Joshua Bailey said it was the best gift ever when girlfriend Adrian Good got them tickets for this game.
Just a great end to a great career. You know, I think it is time for him, you know, to end. But, you know, I mean, you can't say enough about his legacy and what he meant to L.A. and just for the fans. You know,
we can't expect him to continue to go on and on. So it's just an honor to see him play for this last time. And it's just a great experience. But I'm glad he's retiring. Everybody gets a time.
Very few professional sports stars stay with one team for their entire careers, especially when others offer them more money.
Loyalty. You don't see that in players. You don't see that in football, basketball. You don't see none of that kind of loyalty in any of those sports, but it's been a blessing having Kobe on the Laker team for 20 years.
And seeing him make amazing long-distance shots, like he did throughout the game against Washington. He said afterward it was because he felt excellent physically.
When I have my legs, you know, I can go through that shot, and I feel very comfortable in that shot and stopping and pulling up. So, you know, once I knew I had my legs, I felt pretty comfortable going to it.
Kobe Bryant is expected to play before sellout crowds as he plays his final road games around the league. Afterward, he said he surprised himself how well he played, leading the Lakers with 31 points, double his season average, and scoring what proved to be the game-winning shot in a 108-104 victory over Washington.
I was thinking about that in the locker room. I was thinking, you know, what did I do differently? It was just something, and I still don't know.
His coach, Byron Scott, also was pleasantly surprised.
I don't know, you know, how many more performances he'll have like this, but I expect him to play, you know, with that type of passion that he plays with every single night. You know, I don't know if it'll be these type of outcomes, but the one thing I do know is he'll give it everything he's got.
And that's all fans can ask for from Kobe Bryant as he says farewell during his final season. Park Brewer, VOA News, Washington.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
In September, Dikembe Mutombo received his sport's highest individual honor, induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame in the northeastern U.S. city of Springfield, Massachusetts. Our VOA basketball fans will remember Big Dikembe also went up against future Hall of Famer Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers in the 2001 NBA Finals. Mutombo was then with the Philadelphia 76ers, and Los Angeles defeated Philadelphia 4-1. Algeria and Nigeria have booked tickets to next year's Olympic men's football tournament in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. In semifinal action Wednesday at the CAF Under-23 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Dakar, Algeria beat South Africa 2-0, and Nigeria edged host Senegal 1-0. Nigeria's captain, Otebo Ogenekaro, scored off a penalty kick in the 76th minute after a handball in the box forced the Senegalese to play the last quarter of the match with 10 men. Meanwhile, the Algerians clinched their ticket to Rio thanks to goals by Oussama Darfalou in the 8th minute and Mohamed Benkemasa in the 49th minute. The South Africans and the Senegalese now turn their attention to Saturday's crucial third-place match in Dakar. The winner will be Africa's final representative in the Olympic men's football competition. Algeria and Nigeria will then play an anticlimactic final in Dakar since their Olympic places are already secure. As Algerian football fans celebrate an Olympic berth, they can also revel in a great performance by one of the country's top players in the English Premier League. Our African football guru, David Legg, tells us more.
Oh, one highlight, Sonny, one that really stands out, and that makes me very proud indeed, and that's Riyad Mahrez. Riyad Mahrez is 24 years of age. He's an Algerian. He plays for the sensational English Premier League leaders, Leicester City. When you think of the EPL at the start of a season, you think Leicester are always going to be one of those clubs simply fighting to stay in the top flight. They want to get to that magical 40-point mark, because if you reach 40 points, you are assured virtually of not being relegated. No club, Sonny, that gets to 40 points has been relegated from the EPL. And interestingly, although they are now top of the table ahead of Manchester United, Manchester City, Liverpool, Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal, et al., their manager, Ranieri, an Italian, has said his first priority still, despite the fact they're top of the table, is to reach those 40 points. They've got 32 at the moment, Sonny, coming up to Christmas. He just wants to be sure that they're still going to be in the Premier League next season. And I take my hat off to him for his honesty. He's not talking about titles or playing in the Champions League in Europe. He's talking, Sonny, about making sure that they're still in the EPL next season. Back to Mahrez. He scored after 5 minutes. He scored again midway through the first half, and he scored midway through the second half away to Swansea. So he scored all three goals for Leicester in a very impressive 3-0 victory, and he made history. Riyad Mahrez became the first Algerian to score a hat-trick in the English Premier League. So that's a big, big high-five to Riyad Mahrez. And, Sonny, he is now one of two Africans among the leading four scorers in the EPL. Top scorer with 14 goals is Vardy from Leicester. And then Mahrez has got 10 goals. And then another goal at the weekend for Odion Ighalo from Nigeria. He scored for Watford in a 2-0 victory over Norwich. That's his ninth league goal of the season. So well done to Mahrez, 10 goals, and well done to Ighalo with 9 goals. So, Sonny, when it comes to the EPL, the Africans are shining very brightly. The other news, Sonny, from Europe is somebody who actually didn't score just for a change. It's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who's been banging in the goals, 25 so far this season in all competitions. His club, Borussia Dortmund, did win 2-1 at the weekend. But just for once, the Gabonese super striker did not score. No doubt, Sonny, he'll come back with a vengeance this coming weekend.
David, World Football's governing body, FIFA, recently released its end-of-year rankings for 2015. Which teams are the tops in Africa?
I suppose it's quite appropriate that the African champions, the holders of the Africa Cup of Nations, Ivory Coast, they have finished the year on top of the FIFA ranking, Sonny, for Africa. And if we look at the top 10, they're followed by Algeria, Ghana, Cape Verde. A little bit surprising for me. I know the facts don't lie, but I do not see Cape Verde, and I've said this many times on your show, as the fourth strongest team in Africa. But nevertheless, that is where they are on the FIFA rankings. Fifth are Tunisia, and then you've got Senegal, Congo, Brazzaville, Guinea, Egypt, and Cameroon. That completes your top 10. And then we look at the next 10, Sonny, to come up to the top 20. We've got DR Congo, Mali, Uganda, really well done for Uganda, Nigeria, Equatorial Guinea, South Africa, Zambia, Morocco, Gabon, and Benin. Coming, Sonny, well, Cape Verde is the one that stands out to me. It's a country of only 500,000 people. Their national side, the Blue Sharks, have done really well. They're particularly competitive at home. But recently, I watched them in a World Cup qualifier playing in Nairobi and also in Praia against Kenya. And I must say, having watched them for 180 minutes, I was shaking my head just a little bit. I said, they're a competitive side. They're going to make it to the group stage. But fourth best in Africa? I have my doubts. Some of the traditional giants, they've got some catching up to do. If you look at like Egypt and Cameroon, 9th and 10th, they won't be happy with that. The Nigerians will not be happy. They're in 14th position. The South Africans certainly will not be happy to be in 16th position. And I think the fact that Zambia are placed 17th is a reminder to everybody in football in Zambia that the Chipolopolo, they've slipped somewhat since that famous 2012 Cup of Nations victory. It's a side that needs to up its game a bit, Sonny, in 2016. But just to stress, the top three, it's Ivory Coast, Algeria, and Ghana. It's the Elephants, the Desert Foxes, and the Black Stars.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a cute photo of a fox curled up in a seat at a football stadium. And I wonder if the fox is a Leicester City fan. The nickname of the first place English club is, you guessed it, the Fox.